Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, good morning, Montana. Flint. This is Denny Newberg, former congressman, state of Montana, lieutenant governor, state legislator, and all-around fill-in for Aaron Flint this week. We're going to have an interesting day today. Aaron asked me to do a telethon on behalf of Warriors in Quiet Waters, which is a military organization that wants to help veterans after September 11th. They want to equip veterans to thrive, and it really bases around hunting and fishing. It's a holistic research approach, and so I'm excited to have been given the opportunity to talk to those at Warriors and such, Quiet Waters. There's a $10,000 match from an anonymous source, so if we raise some money today, somebody's going to give some money, $10,000, and we also received a $25,000 from Christ Santa Foundation, which is pretty cool. If you want to donate, you donate to wqwf.org/donate or email info@wqwf.org. Or you can also mail in donations. Warriors and Quiet Waters, 351 Evergreen Drive, Suite A, Bozeman, Montana, 59715. The good news about KBUL, they have an app. You can always go on the app. You'll find that information on that app as well. If you wanted to listen to our program yesterday, which that 4 hours went very quickly, you'll have the opportunity to go to that app and take a look at it. We're going to have a very busy day. The organization put together quite a list of people. I'm going to have some difficulty repeating who they contribute to, who you contribute to. But again, it's Warriors in Quiet Waters, and it's a veterans organization to build more completely free. It's completely free to participants. And they guarantee at least two transformative outdoor excursions, hunting and fishing. And you'll hear from some of the people that work there, some of the people that are on the organization. Again, Warriors in Quiet Waters. It is wqwf.org/donate or email info@wqwf.org or mail in donations, Warriors in Quiet Waters, 351 Evergreen Drive, Suite A, Bozeman, Montana, 59715. I know quite a few of the people who are going to be calling in today. I asked General Vallely. He lives up in Big Fork. He's a two-star general, many, many years in the military. And Ryan Zinke will be calling in. Clearly, we all know who Ryan Zinke is. He was your congressman until most recently the state was divided into two congressional districts. Ryan is a former commander of SEAL Team 6, and Ryan's going to give us an opportunity to talk to him real briefly. So looking forward to the day. Again, Denny Reberg, and I'm filling in for Aaron Flint this week. Never going to live this one down. I'm going to get even with him.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area for today. High temperatures will stay around 15 days, maybe about 53 in the Billings area. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures in the upper 20s region-wide. Then on Wednesday with more sunshine. High temperatures staying in the upper 40s to around 50 degrees. Staying clear and quiet on Wednesday night. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley.
Hey, if you guys are traveling for the holidays, you are going to want to download the Montana Talks app. We've got several great conversations that we had over the past few days. Stacy Zinn, the former head of the DEA in Montana, talking about a real-life Breaking Bad case right here in Montana, meth dealing on the Crow Reservation and more. Plus, Attorney General Austin Knutson sounded off after Canada wanted to spy on gun shows in Montana. Full audio, Montana Talks app.
Securing America.
There is some concern for American troops stationed in Syria after Islamist-led rebels retook control of several areas in the northwest portion of the country this past weekend, which included the major city of Aleppo. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Patrick Ryder discussed the situation with a group of reporters Monday.
We have approximately 900 U.S. forces deployed to Syria to support the enduring defeat of ISIS mission.
General Ryder says that the good news is the rebel action took place far from American personnel.
These forces are primarily in what I would describe eastern or northeastern Syria as they've been for a while, so no proximity.
However, General Ryder does admit that military leaders are watching the situation carefully.
But as of right now, I'm not aware of any changes in our force posture or mission focus.
Syria has been in the midst of a civil war since 2011. Kevin Lutzke, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Good morning, Montana. Obviously, this is not Aaron Flint. It's Dan Reber, former U.S. Congressman, state of Montana, lieutenant governor, state legislator, and I'm filling in for Aaron this week. He went overseas many times, and his wife did not get to go along. She had an opportunity on a convention to go somewhere, and Aaron, being the dutiful husband that he is, he traveled with her. He turned the show over to me. You know, it's really hard to get good information anymore today. We rely heavily on social media. It's hard to get anything out of a newspaper. They're thin, and they don't have a lot of local broadcast. I remember the days of Chuck Johnson and the Great Falls Tribune, Jim Cransbury and Billings Gazette, Missoula, Helena. The weekly newspapers are still out there, but pretty much I like this medium. Radio has always been kind of my thing. And what's interesting is Fox News is now dominating November's largest cable news share ever. MSNBC and CBS flounder with the post-election. Fox News posted one of its most watched months in network history as MSNBC and CNN hemorrhage viewers since election day. That's not a surprise to us. November saw the momentous presidential election between President-elect Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris, along with weeks of critical news tied to the Trump cabinet nominees. And that's really kind of taken over right now. It's refreshing to see presidents have not normally appointed their people this early, and it gives us an opportunity to see who he's appointing, the direction he's taking, to vet it, because it all happens very quickly. The election occurred, and between the election and the 1st of January, which is when the Montana legislature goes in, the governor is already in place, so he's been putting his budget together. Congress is sworn in on January 3rd, so they got to get going as well. And then, of course, the presidential nominee is going to be sworn in on January 20th. I was lucky enough to be there for two of the inaugurations, both of George Bush's and Barack Obama's. It's quite an event. It pretty well screws up the city, but the city's already screwed up in Washington, D.C. NBC and CNN continue to struggle. They finished the month with a 62% share. Fox News, the rest did not. Fox averaged nearly 2 million day visitors during the month, while the other cable networks barely surpassed 1 million mark. ESPN finished second with 741,000 average viewers. So it was Fox News' sixth most watched month in history and the second best November of all time. If you're looking for news, you obviously know where to go. MSNBC averaged 720,000 total daily viewers. CNN settled for 482,000. And really kind of interesting. I was going to have an individual on yesterday, a fellow by the name of Congressman Miller, Jeff Miller of Florida.
He happened to represent the district that he followed Joe Scarborough, who was actually a Republican, turned out to be a very liberal Democrat on MSNBC. He followed Joe Scarborough. And following him when he left Congress was Matt Gaetz. So the Eastern Panhandle of Florida has an interesting history of politics. They're kind of all over the board, but as you all know, Florida has been very influential in the presidential election. Fox News also dominated cable news among the advertiser-coveted demographic of adults aged 25 to 54. And that's pretty much unheard of. They averaged 282,000 total day voters, viewers, compared to 108,000 for CNN and only 91,000 for MSNBC. During primetime, Fox News averaged 476,000 viewers in the demo that pays the bills, compared to 196,000 for CNN and 161,000 for MSNBC. Election day was something else. Fox News media primetime coverage of election night across Fox News Channel, Fox Network, Fox Business Network, and Fox News Digital topped all television networks with nearly 13,006 million viewers and 4.4 million in the key demographic area. Fox News Democracy 24 primetime coverage, co-anchored by Brett Baer and Martha McKellum, averaged nearly 10.8 million in total visitors and 3.3 million in the key demo. The following day, Fox News coverage of Harris's concession speech was number one in television, averaging nearly 8 million viewers and 1.4 million in the demo. November marked the 45th consecutive month that Fox News finished number one, with cable news among both primetime and total day in both viewers and the key demographic. The five, with Greg Gutfeld, Jesse Waters, Dana Perino, Jeanine Pirro, and rotating guest hosts, averaged 4.4 million total viewers and 510,000 in the critical demo lead of the cable news that month. Ingram Angle, Jesse Waters, Hannity all dominated their time slots, and Gutfeld had the best month since launched. Special report with Brett Baer, Fox and Friends First, Fox and Friends, America's Newsroom with Bill Hemmer and Dana Perino, The Fox Focus, Outnumbered, America's Report with John Roberts and Sandra Smith, Fox News at Night, and Your World with Neil Cavuto also had a stellar month to help Fox News crush cable news competition. It was an outstanding night. I hope you thoroughly enjoyed it. There are some of us who did. We've had some bad nights as well. But as far as this former congressman, legislator, and lieutenant is concerned, lieutenant governor, it was a good night. There were times when I was all alone. I was the only statewide elected Republican. And we're feeling pretty good about the way things are going. Now we have to prove ourselves and do what we said we would do. Stick with us. We're coming back.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Here's a scenario. You believe that businesses who raise their prices, say for gasoline or water after a flood or natural disaster, are criminals and should be thrown in jail. Then you listen to an expert or take an economics class and hear why such anti-price gouging policies produce outcomes that are worse. And so you are no longer against letting prices go up, right? Well, not exactly. New research shows that people don't change their beliefs on strongly held convictions, even after hearing explanations about how policies they strongly believe in lead to worse outcomes. There's no question that people have less trust of experts, especially in the wake of COVID. But our sudden love affair with bad economic policies, like 100% tariffs, $25 an hour minimum wages, or directing government spending on favorite industries, seem doomed to repeat some very painful lessons from economic history that those now distrusted experts have spent their professional lives learning how to avoid. I'm Patrick Bunker.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
This is House Call for Health. Turns out you can get a lot more than just a good read at your local library. A growing number of these public facilities are extending their services to provide care for their communities, many offering wellness programs. Those include mobile clinics, free mental health workshops, workout classes, food pantries, and more. It can be especially helpful for more rural areas with a lack of these resources, which can force some residents to drive miles for certain care. Some libraries are even partnering with other agencies to extend visit their services. Advocates say libraries are the perfect centers to help bridge gaps in healthcare, citing how they can reach diverse groups and don't require insurance or ID for folks to benefit from these amenities. Many libraries have partnered with the American Heart Association's Libraries with Heart program, which provides self-monitored blood pressure kits. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Egg Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Egg Network. Well, this morning, we're in Great Falls, where today the Montana Grain Growers Association kicks off their annual convention, and our coverage is brought to you by Helena People Products Knowledge. For more information, visit HelenaAgra.com. Well, last night, I talked with MGGA President Boyd Heilig about this year's number one legislative priority, the Farm Bill.
So we've been trying to get this Farm Bill done for 2 years, and the way it looks right now is we'll get an extension, which we really didn't foresee, but if it is what it is. And so in the meantime, they want to give us this Farm Act, and that would give us so many dollars per acre for the covered crops for last 24. So I think it, if they could give us that, it'd give us some time to the Farm Bill to get passed in 25.
And he also talked with me about these past 12 months serving as MGGA president.
Yeah, it's kind of, I never thought I'd be here, but it's a dream come true. I've been on the board for 9 years, president this past 12 months, and it's been quite a ride. I never thought a kid from Moore would be president of the Grain Growers. It's been really neat.
Congratulations, Boyd, on a job well done. And of course, at the conclusion of the convention, Clayton Lohr out of Devon will take the reins as MGGA president for the next 12 months. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this. McDonald Beef Country Genetic Sale is Wednesday, December 4th at Midland Bull Test in Columbus, Montana. Offering 150 fall and come and two-year-old efficiency-tested bulls and 45 registered bred heifers. Efficiency-proven genetics offer 20% more savings in your cow herd and at the feedlot while maintaining weaning weights. All it costs is using the right bull and the right program. View catalog and videos at McDonaldBeefCountry.com. Sale time is 1 o'clock. Also broadcast live on Frontier Live Sale.
Has someone said you have to be a big operation to borrow with Montana Livestock Ag Credit? Or they only loan money to livestock producers? Well, that is just not the case. I'm Josh Doley, a loan officer with Montana Livestock, here to tell you whether you're a big or small ag operation, or you farm or ranch, we're here for you. Our knowledgeable loan officers are willing to help when and where we can to a variety of ag operations across this great state. Give Montana Livestock a call today at 1-800-332-3405. Or check us out on our website, ag-credit.com.
Well, for wheat and barley producers who face challenges due to wheat stem sawfly, there's a USDA program that could help. The Conservation Stewardship Program Enhancement targets integrated pest management of wheat stem sawfly. However, one of the foundational practices that growers must use is to plant solid stem wheat that provides a measure of resistance to the pest. Now keep in mind, there's funds currently available for wheat and barley producers who face wheat stem sawfly challenges, financial assistance of nearly $8 an acre. For more information, please contact your local USDA service center. And finally this morning, according to Drovers, if you're in agriculture and the latest high-tech drone is on your Christmas list, then you might want to ask Santa for something else before it's too late. That's because one of the largest consumer drone manufacturers is on the naughty list. No, it's not Santa's naughty list, but instead it's the U.S. Department of Defense's naughty list. The company in question is Chinese drone maker DJI. In 2022, the Department of Defense added DJI to its list of Chinese military companies. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Nope, not Aaron Flint. I'm filling in for Aaron today. This is former Congressman Denny Rehberg, former Lieutenant Governor and State Legislator. We're going to be doing a telethon today for Warriors in Quiet Waters. And my first two guests, and I put them on together, are Lynn Weidinger and Maria Schock. Lynn and Maria, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, why you're involved with this organization, what it is, and where they are. Okay, Lynn, Maria, you're up on the Warriors in Quiet Waters telethon. Are you there?
That is awesome.
Okay. Well, we're learning the board. Aaron kind of walked away on us and for having some fun. But I got Lynn and Maria both on. Why don't you give us a little bit about why you're involved in Warriors in Quiet Waters, what you do, and why are you on the radio today? I'll turn it over to Lynn first.
Well, I got involved in this program. My brother donated for my Christmas present back in 2014. And he signed up to be a volunteer, and he called me and said, oh, you need to come and volunteer at this. And so I did, and I became a mom. And so I show up, and I cook, and I welcome our warriors to the ranch, and it is the most amazing experience that I've had, and I've done this since 2016. And I tell you that donating to this program is the best Christmas present ever, because it's the gift that keeps on giving.
How many hours have you put in
our warriors' lives?
How many hours have you put in with Warriors in Quiet Waters?
Well, they just had a recognition for people that have put in 1,000 hours or more, and I was one of them, and I was very lucky.
Well, that's great. I want to continue to give the site where people can contribute and such. They can donate at wqwf.org/donate or email info@wqwf.org, or they can mail in their contributions to 351 Evergreen Drive, Suite A, Bozeman, Montana, 59715. Maria, how about you? What do you do? Why are you on today? What do you think of Warriors in Quiet Waters? Looks like we're gonna have to take a quick break. We'll come back to you as soon as that break is over. Hang on, girls. Welcome back. We're doing our telethon today, Warriors in Quiet Waters, and we have on the line Maria Schock. Maria, tell us a little bit about yourself, why you're involved in the Warriors in Quiet Waters, and what it's all about.
Well, I came upon Warriors in Quiet Waters over 10 years ago and started just supporting with their monthly donation program, and then got more involved, decided that I wanted to be more involved and became a mom and go out for a week every summer and help cook for Warriors. And it's just such an incredible program to see a warrior at the beginning of the week with just kind of dull, lifeless eyes and not a lot of hope. And by the end of a week at Warriors in Quiet Waters, they have life back in their eyes and they have hope back in their eyes. And so any donation just makes such a difference in these warriors' lives, and it's an easy way to give hope this season for our warriors.
Good. My little cheat sheet says that you cook amazing breakfasts and dinners. Is that right?
I've been told that, yeah.
Well, what do you cook? I mean, what are the warriors like? And these are men and women. These aren't just men. These are
right.
It's all over the board.
And it's not just warriors either. It's caregivers. It's their spouses. It's men, women. We've done families. They love anything. Really, they love anything cooked with love.
is what we find.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. It seems like the program is holistic as well. It's not facing the sun and humming or anything like that. That's not holism. It's looking at mind, body, and soul. It's helping them keep journals. It's a pretty outstanding program. And again, you can donate at wqwf.org/donate or email info@wqwf.org. What's great is there's a $10,000 match today from an anonymous source. So if we're successful in raising $10,000, that's a good step forward. You have a pretty ambitious program put together. I think you want to help just as many warriors as you possibly can. And it's a great program. Anything last minute you'd like to talk about, you two? Well, you're easy. We should put you on the radio more often. Again, it's the Warriors in Quiet Waters. Aaron Flint is a veteran himself. He's the one that asked me to put this together on his behalf while he's taking some time off. So this is a first for me. I used to be the chairman of the Montana Muscular Dystrophy Association in Montana as a volunteer when I was lieutenant governor. And I've been through a few telethons, but we don't have Jerry Lewis coming on today. I think Jerry's taking a little bit of time off, but Warriors in Quiet Waters is a cause you all ought to take a look at. I hope you'll do it.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is Aaron Flint. This is Denny Reberg, former congressman, lieutenant governor, and state legislator. We're doing a telethon today on behalf of Warriors in Quiet Waters. Looking forward to having a full day. We have a $10,000 match from an anonymous source, but on the air right now, I'm honored. Three-star general, lieutenant general, U.S. Army, retired Mark Schwartz. Mark had a 33-year career in the service in which he served in every echelon of Special Operations Forces. He is vice chairman of the board. And Mark, welcome. It's good to have you. I said a little bit about who you are. What are you doing here on the radio today and why?
Well, thank you so much for having me and for sponsoring our end of year fundraiser. So first, I just want to give a shout out to the entire Bozeman community and the Gallatin Valley community for their just superb support that they've given our foundation since its founding. And I really just wanted to be on today to first give thanks and also to talk a little bit about our program and why it's so meaningful to me and why I decided to volunteer initially and join the board.
Well, you sound a little young to be a three-star. How'd that happen?
Well, a lot of great opportunities, and I was surrounded by a phenomenal team from the time I was a young officer all the way through the ranks. So very grateful for all the experience that I certainly got, and I certainly had no aspiration to serve at the levels that I did, but it was a phenomenal ride, and I'm grateful that I now have the opportunity to give back to so many of the veterans and families that I served with.
Well, we certainly appreciate having you in Montana, too. And Montanans, some know, others don't, that we are the second highest level of states that have veterans living within our borders. And we're pretty proud of that. And we've got a lot of people focused on Veterans Affairs and the kinds of things we can do. I mentioned in an earlier interview, the Waters in Quiet Warriors in Quiet Waters is really a holistic approach. How did you find out about it and why? I mean, there's a lot of groups out there, a lot of veterans groups. So what drew you?
There certainly are a lot of groups, and I found out about Warriors in Quiet Waters through my cousin's wife. They live just off the golf course there in Bozeman, and Ruth Ann Markey. She had volunteered with the organization and Eric Hastings early on in the founding of the organization. And I was looking for a veterans program that tied the outdoors, because I'm a huge outdoorsman, grew up backpacking and hunting and fishing with my dad and family and my mom's family from Anaconda. So it was like a perfect marriage for me to find and initially volunteer with my wife, Allison, with Warriors in Quiet Waters for a little over a year before I was then asked to join the board. But what drove me, and you said it, the holistic approach. So Brian Gilman, our CEO, when I learned about the program, he was just in the process of, finalizing the Built for More program, which is a 9 to 12 month program, depending on when a cohort of 7 to 8 warriors start our program and carries them out for the entire year. And the end state of that program is for them to find purpose for themselves as transitioning veterans and as family members, and to leverage, frankly, the outdoor experiences of nature and the holistic healing that nature provides, as you probably are, well aware, and also to help build that sense of community within a cohort of veterans. They're small cohorts they start with, but the broader alumni that have gone through the program. So we're very proud. All of our work is statistically, based. We do a very good job of providing objective metrics in terms of what we're getting out of the investment that so many philanthropic organizations and individual donors have provided to make our program so successful.
Mark, I'm a tweener. I was between after Vietnam and before anything else, so I'm not a veteran, but I certainly could use the program. I'm not very patient when it comes to fishing. If I'm catching fish, I'm anxious. If I'm not catching fish, I'm anxious. And this sounds like the kind of program that really brings warriors and veterans together to, one, create a community, calm them down, help them understand that there is life after the military, and I can't think of a better place than Montana to do that. I'm a former backpacker myself. I used to backpack the Beartooth Absorgi for 10 days long before it became a wilderness area, and it was relaxing, and I can see how it works. Now, there's many different ways that people can contribute, and we hope that they do. WQWF.org/donate. Or email at info@wqwf.org. Or they can mail in a contribution to Warriors in Quiet Waters, 351 Evergreen Drive, Suite A, Bozeman, Montana, 59715. I'll say that from time to time just so that people know how they can contribute. Again, I've had a little bit of background. I used to be the chairman of the Montana Muscular Dystrophy Association back when I was lieutenant governor. Did that many years. Went to their summer camp, and I know how important these contributions are to a voluntary organization like yourself. And, Mark, I assume you're a volunteer, right? You're not paid.
That's correct. Yeah, all of our, other than the permanent staff that Brian leads as part of our foundation, all the board members, our national advisory board, and certainly the volunteers that come out, the companions, the team leader, assistant team leader that support every event that we do. And this year we've done 26. And you mentioned fishing, but we also do backcountry experiences. We have now. Another track, the hunting track, as well as the photography track. So all of that support is done through just the good, hearts of a lot of fellow veterans, but, even more so those that have never served, but they just want to give back to our post 9/11 combat veterans and their families. So we're extremely grateful for everyone that signs up to support either financially or also giving their time, which is as important, frankly.
I don't know who all has taken part in this. So have you had the opportunity to go on any of the trips with them, or have you sat down with any of the veterans, the warriors, and talked about the journaling and keeping track of things, or are you just moral support, financial support, somebody who just believes in the program and tries to help. I'm just trying to get a handle on, you know, who's been actually actively involved with the veterans themselves. And obviously you've been active with a lot of veterans, but have you participated in any of the trips that these folks have taken?
I certainly have. And in fact, you know, one of the ways that you volunteer or you can volunteer is to serve as a mom and dad. So during, you know, each one of our events are a week long, and the Warriors show up at the ranch at typically Monday midday, and they depart on early Friday morning. And the moms and dads, there's usually two, maybe all moms, or it may be mom and dad teams. And so my first volunteer experience was with my wife Allison serving as a mom and dad team with one of the employees' parents from Warriors in Quiet Water. So I've done that now, I guess, three times with my wife Allison, but I've also served as a team leader, basically helping support all the, you know, backside logistics that take place or that are necessary throughout the week of a fishing experience. So I've done that a couple of times as well. And then, you know, candidly, any excuse to be in the outdoors in Montana. And, you know, I also go up, obviously, and attend some of the board meetings. But I'm also the chairman of our largest fundraiser each year, the subcommittee chairman of Warrior Taste Fest, which we do in September. And it's increasingly successful, and we're looking forward to Taste Fest in 2025. So yes, to answer your question, I've certainly volunteered multiple times, and I'll tell you the biggest testament is Thursday nights we have a sayonara dinner where each one of the Warriors has the opportunity. They're not, you know, forced to do it certainly, but to share, you know, their experience with the program, the week, and then also, you know, where they're at in the journey of the Built for More program. And I'll tell you, it's always extremely moving to hear how just the short experience in building this cohort, and they're just on the start of their journey, right? That they typically do that about 60 days after they start the program, 30 to 60 days. And so that's a great testimony of what the program is doing for our Warriors.
Certainly. Well, Mark, we're running out of time. We sure thank you for, one, your service to the country. I know a lot of people do that. You put in a lot of years in the military, but thank you for continuing being interested, involved in the veterans after you've served. It means so much to Montanans and to these Warriors. Thank you so much on my behalf and Aaron Flint's behalf. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and you have a great day.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
One interesting observation by Senator Tom Cotton. He warned that Joe Biden and warned Biden after the pardon that Hunter won't be able to plead the fifth anymore, which is a good point. And Joe Biden may come to regret his decision because having given his son a blanket pardon of 11 years to include the time when he was vice president, Hunter Biden can't plead the fifth if he appears before Congress or before a grand jury. Now, Joe Biden lied when he said over and over again, never once, not one time ever spoke to my son, my brother, or anybody for that matter about their foreign business dealings. Well, actually, he did. And we have pictures that prove that point.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings, they are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% off site-wide, plus score premium doorbusters and get a free professional measure. Now, don't wait. These deals are happening right now when you go to Blinds.com. You know, swapping out old blinds for brand new custom window coverings, it's a small project. It has big results. And Blinds.com, they make it simple. They make it easy. They make it affordable. Here's the bottom line. Blinds.com, they make it a better way to buy custom window treatments. You don't have pushy commission salespeople. You don't have to wait around all day for a quote. I'm telling you, my years of experience with Blinds.com, it is so easy and so simple and has such a dramatic impact on any room or every room in your house. Blinds.com has their Black Friday sale. It's happening right now with the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% off site-wide plus premium doorbusters. And you get a free professional measure only for a limited time when you go to Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area for today. High temperatures will stay around 50 in Bozeman to about 53 in the Billings area. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures in the upper 20s region-wide. Then on Wednesday with more sunshine, high temperatures staying in the upper 40s to around 50 degrees, staying clear and quiet on Wednesday night. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Hey, if you guys are traveling for the holidays, you are going to want to download the Montana Talks app. We've got several great conversations that we had over the past few days. Stacy Zinn, the former head of the DEA in Montana, talking about a real-life Breaking Bad case right here in Montana, meth dealing on the Crow Reservation and more. Plus, Attorney General Austin Knutson sounded off after Canada wanted to spy on...
For life's special moments. Since 1959.
Riddle's Jewelry in Shiloh Crossing and in Rimrock Mall.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app. Get 1 pound packs of flavorful Private Selection Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $5.99 each. Then get select varieties of Lay's or Kettle Cooked potato chips for $1.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
Well, and obviously this isn't Aaron Flint. This is former Congressman Benny Rehberg, asked to fill in for Aaron while he travels with his wife this week. We're doing a telethon today, Warriors in Quiet Waters. And we're joined today by a guest, Sun Tao, U.S. Army Master Sergeant, retired. He's completed three of the programs. He's an ambassador for Sims Fishing, and most of you who fish know who Sims Fishing is. And has nearly 100,000 social media followers. He passionately champions the cause, introducing fellow veterans to the therapeutic world of fly fishing and tying. Son, welcome. It's good to have you. We know who you are. Why did you join, and what is Warriors in Quiet Waters all about in your mind?
Thanks for having me on board. I started with Quiet Waters, about almost 8 years ago. A friend of mine told me about it, and one of my journeys through the fly fishing experience and just through the military in general is basically trying to bring awareness to others about veterans' issues. And I was going through my own issues after spending nearly 8 years overseas through with various different deployments on active duty as an infantryman. And having a family, I knew I needed to get these issues fixed. So when given the opportunity to join Quiet Waters in Bozeman to be around others that were experiencing some of the same struggles that I was going through, I jumped on board of that opportunity. I was brand new to fly fishing at that time. And being around such a great organization that cares so deeply about veterans and our livelihood was a profound experience. And that was one of the reasons why I really stayed active with them. Even after my first fishing expedition, I came back multiple times and then basically try to help them any ways I can, because I know there are many other vets out there that are in a similar situation as me that may not know about the program. If I could reach just one more, then potentially I could save some lives.
What does an ambassador for Sims do? That's kind of interesting. I'm obviously well familiar. I used to give away some of their equipment to my congressional friends back in Washington, D.C., and I brought Speaker Hastert and Speaker Boehner and other people from Montana, from Washington, D.C., back to Montana to fish. But tell us a little bit about your coordination or your connection with Sims. And are they active in this program as well?
Well, SUSE is a unique program because they're based out of Bozeman. And years ago, when really nobody knew who I was on social media, there were a couple of SIMS employees that were already following my account. So when I made my first trip to Bozeman to be part of the Quiet Waters program, one of the things that we always did was we stopped at the SIMS factory, and then they would outfit us with waders, packs, and whatnot, so we can go hit the water running. And then when I got there, it was pretty cool because several of the guys there had told me that they had followed my account, and just over the years, seeing how engaged they are with Quiet Waters, with not just veterans, but just great organizations across the board that championed great causes was something that I was proud to be a part of. And so any chance I get, you know, I tell folks about the quality products and the great causes that SIMS pursues.
Well, great. It's a good organization. I hope people would be willing to donate to Warriors and Quiet Waters. They can mail a check off to 351 Evergreen Drive, Suite A, Bozeman, Montana, or email at info.org/donate. Son, thanks so much for joining with us. We'll hopefully catch you on the other side.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Sometimes it helps to be lucky on Capitol Hill, such as the case when freshman House members draw lots to determine which office they'll get. Do they score one near key committee rooms or a long way from the elevators? The quirky biennial event is how newcomers to the House find out which corner of the Hill they'll call home for the next 2 years, and in some case, literally, because many sleep in their offices. The big winner was Laura Gillen, a freshman Democrat from New York. Gillen didn't even look at the number she pulled before handing it over to the architect of the Capitol staffer facilitating the drawing. When House Office Building Superintendent Joe Yates announced number one, the New York Democrat raised her arms as though she had won the actual lottery. Before the lottery, returning incumbent members have the chance to relocate to a vacated office in the process that's determined by seniority. Incoming Michigan Republican Tom Barrett did some finagling to secure the same office in the Longworth House Office Building occupied by his great-grandfather, Louis Ribot, who was a congressman decades ago. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.